How can you bring light to the darkness? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Some crises can seem insurmountable, but as Christians, we need to remember that God is in control and that we can do something about the pain around us. And that's what we're talking about today. Plus, a Starbucks in Malaysia highlights what we need to know about the deaf community. So stay with us to learn more about that. We'll start today in Germany, where they faced four violent attacks in the last 3 weeks. Authorities say three of those were by refugees in the name of Islamist extremism. Now, opposition to Germany's open-door policy is mounting, but E3 Partners' Matt Morrison says the country's response isn't all negative.
While there are some who really would like to put an end to the policy, there are others that have been very embracing of the refugees there and have been doing everything they can to make them feel at home. So it really is a wide-ranging attitude, but some of the reception that I saw out of some of the Germans of the refugees was just unbelievably moving.
By showing kindness to refugees, Germans are fostering trust. And by gaining trust, doors are opening for deeper conversations.
One of the things we were doing with a lot of the national partners there on the ground was just setting up picnics and, you know, bringing water and food and juices and little picnic blankets, and we would throw frisbees and we would play with soccer balls and throw footballs, and we would get to have these incredible conversations with them. And these are the kinds of efforts and the kind of work that's being done on a daily basis by the Christians there, and it's opening up these gospel conversations.
Let's pray for those continued conversations between Germans and refugees, and that God would work mightily through them. Now, in rural areas of Kenya, having a deaf child can be seen as a curse on the family, but that's completely counter to how God sees them. Deaf Bible Society recently completed a new Kenyan Sign Language Bible translation, and J.R. Bucklew says their ministry went to a community with deaf individuals in Kenya to hand out the new Sign Language Bible recordings.
We get responses from them where they said, "We have begged ministries for years to come to us. We've heard of the gospel through other missionaries years ago. We have a couple of guys in our village who remember those stories, but no one has come to us. We've never been able to get training. We've never been able to get resources. Our people are hungry." And for the first time, we were able to give them access to the Bible in Kenyan Sign Language.
There are over 500,000 deaf people in Kenya, and the Deaf Bible Society hopes to reach each group with biblical resources and discipleship training. And your support makes that possible.
It's free to the people we give them to. It's not free, unfortunately, to Deaf Bible Society to make those available. And for $1.88 a person, someone can be engaged with Scripture. So pray that we find the right partners, and pray and see what God would have you do in taking the gospel to one of the world's largest unreached people groups, the deaf.
Finally, did you hear about the Starbucks that just opened in Malaysia? Well, it's dedicated to hiring deaf employees. That's exciting news for mission groups like Door International, because it highlights the needs and value often overlooked within deaf communities. Rob Myers of Door says,
"That's one of the key factors for us as a deaf organization, is really raising awareness in the global community for the needs of the global deaf community and the value that the gospel has for the deaf community worldwide."
The fact is, a tiny percentage of deaf people know Jesus, and part of that problem is that they don't have the gospel in their sign language. Meyer says it helps to reach out to them not as a group with disabilities, but as a language group.
Bringing the gospel to the deaf community, you approach it in a very similar way that you would approach any minority language group, raising up indigenous leaders, training them in the gospel, translating God's word in their heart language, empowering them to reach their own people.
There are lots of ways that you can come alongside this work, starting with prayer. Dollars are also welcome. If you'd like to start a partnership, look for the link at missionnews.org.
We would love for people to partner with us to see those local leaders trained and on the field and beginning to share translated scripture that has been translated over this last year with their own people.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.